Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about a miracle of transportation. You see what I mean when I read to you today's text, Acts chapter 8, verses 39 and 40, where we read, "Now when they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away so that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip was found at Azotus, and passing through, he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea." Sometimes God does unusual things. Here is an example in Acts chapter 8. Philip was God's instrument in bringing the good news of Jesus Christ to an Ethiopian man on a wilderness road. After leading the man to faith and baptism, Philip and the new convert came up out of the water. When they did, the unusual thing happened. The Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away so that the eunuch saw him no more. The evangelist simply disappeared from the sight of the Ethiopian eunuch. The inspired record is clear that this was a work of the Spirit of the Lord. Philip was supernaturally transported away from the place of baptism. And Philip didn't go to heaven. Instead, Philip was found at Azotus. It was a miracle of transportation. This was a strange, perhaps unprecedented event in the scriptures. But a similar thing happened when the disciples' boat came immediately to its destination in John chapter 6. And something like this will also happen when the church is caught up together with him at the catching away of the church described in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. That's the event that many people call the rapture. What happened to the Ethiopian eunuch? Well, Luke tells us in Acts chapter 8 that he went on his way rejoicing. The joy of the Ethiopian, even after Philip's strange departure, showed that his faith was firmly rooted in God and not in Philip. Well, what happened to Philip? He did the work of an evangelist and he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea. This shows us that Philip started preaching not only to Samaritan cities, but also to Gentile cities, such as Caesarea. This was the very beginning of the gospel's spread to the ends of the earth, just as Jesus commanded in Acts chapter 1. Now, think again about this unusual miracle. When God does such surprising things, there are two wrong ways to respond. Some respond with doubt and unbelief, saying, "How could God possibly do such a thing?" Some respond with distracted focus. They try to recreate and re-experience these remarkable events. We should not fall into either error. We don't want to doubt it, but we don't make an unusual event our focus. Yes, we believe that God can do and that he does do unusual things. Yes, we keep our focus on Jesus and his good news, and we don't allow ourselves to be distracted with the desire to recreate unusual things that God does. Philip is a great example to us. He directly experienced this miracle of transportation. Yet having experienced it, he got down to the work of evangelism again. He didn't wait around for God to miraculously transport him somewhere else. No wonder that Philip is the only one in the book of Acts who's given this title, the evangelist. That's in Acts chapter 21, verse 8. Friend, don't wait for God to do unusual things. Get busy with what he's called you to do. And let God take care of the unusual things. Ask God to give you the proper thinking about his wonderful and unusual works, and he can do that in your heart and mind today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.